All right. Our first prayer lead is going forth at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. It'll be all over in the morning.
Yes.
This is Sister Vicki in Maple Heights greeting you all this morning. And my prayer focus is with the mindset that the Lord is on our side. We'll start with Psalms 124, and it reads, "If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, thank you for today, for this moment, this time with you and those that are on the line this morning. If it weren't for you, our eyes would not have opened, these feet would not have hit the floor, and our thoughts would not be flowing today. Thank you for joy and hope that today will be a good day no matter what obstacles we face. Dear Heavenly Father, many of us, like David in Psalm 124, have found ourselves in some perilous, risky, life-changing situations. Situations that many times we didn't ask your advice before we entered into them, or we didn't heed your warnings about the situation. But Father, even if we weren't saved during those perilous times, we knew how to call on you, on Jesus, and even ask that you would send your angels on our behalf. For those times we didn't know you, didn't have a relationship with you, but you heard our cry, we say thank you. Thank you for a word, a thought, a song that was planted in our spirit that saved or ministered to us in just the right time. I know that each of us can think of many times that you have delivered us from harm's way into safety. We can think back even to our childhood when we were disobedient and found ourselves in trouble, but were spared the full consequences of our choices. Lord, there are many times also that we have not chosen the road that led to our misfortune or the situation that harmed us. It was someone else that caused the hurt. And in some ways, those situations have changed our lives forever. We will reflect back on Job, who suffered and was devastated as you, Lord, gave Satan permission to attack his wife, children, health, wealth, and test his faith. Oh, but he held fast to his faith, forsaking everyone and everything else. He knew and trusted that even in his pain and torment, that you were there with him and for him. Because of the human experience that comes with living on this earth, Lord, we will go through many things attached to emotions such as happiness, love, joy, hope, enjoyment, contentment, gratitude, and peace, which are some good things. But we will also experience the not-so-pleasant emotions like anger, fear, sadness, envy, pride, shame, embarrassment, hopelessness, and unforgiveness. Father, we have to come to the truth that you know all and see all. So you know the troubles that we have seen and experienced. You don't always change the experience, but you change how we deal with it. Some of our experience were chosen by the enemy. We were chosen to be harmed or victimized. Some have even been physically abused, sexually abused, mentally abused, verbally abused, emotionally abused, all in an effort to steal, kill, and destroy our joy, our peace, our stable minds, our physical ability, our relationships with you and others. But the real thing that Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy is our faith and our commitment to you and the Christian community. He wants to steal the voice that you put in us to be a witness, to steal us from being an encouragement to others and being a messenger for your kingdom. He wants to put out the light that you have placed in us. He wants to disconnect us from the Holy Spirit so that our life will not be illuminated for man to see. Matthew 5 and 14 through 16 reads, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, and it lighteth, give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Lord, we don't truly understand what happens in the spiritual realm, but we do know that the word says in Ephesians, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms." Lord, some today are in the midst of the pain that is stealing their joy, their peace, their relationship with you. Lord, some are even wondering and asking the question, "Where were you, God, when?" Lord, as the father in Mark cried out regarding his son's healing, we cry out today, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Help us replace our human doubt with genuine faith, Father. Let each individual who is dealing with hurt, pain, disappointment, confusion, and even anger about their situation, feel your presence through the Holy Spirit. Send your ministering angels, Lord, to guide, encourage, and comfort us. Lord, show up in the image of a person to give those that need it a kind word, a hug, a visit today. And Lord, give them a sign that is you answering their prayers. Father, even when the enemy has us in his clutches, even when it looks like it's all over, we will cry out to you, hold fast to our faith, and cling to your promises until you intervene. Oh God, we can only imagine how much worse things may have been or would be if there was not you in our life. Lord, our sorrows and pains are tied to our minds, to our memories. Our mind is connected to our heart. We repent for holding on to anger, bitterness, holding on to thoughts or acts of vengeance, holding on to unforgiveness. We repent for not laying our burden at your feet, but for trying to handle it on our own. God, we are tired of carrying the burden. We need your help to truly release it. Holy Spirit, we invite you to dwell within us. Give correction and direction. Make the crooked places straight in our lives. Psalm says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Lord, let the spirit of heaviness, grief, depression, anger, anxiety, confusion, and unforgiveness be lifted now. And cover each of us with the blood of Jesus. Renew our minds, Father. Silence the voice of the enemy. Let peace and joy flow like a river. We will continue to pray for each other's healing and well-being, and we give you all the praise and honor for what you have done and what you will do in Jesus' name. It's for your glory, Lord. I leave you all with Psalm 142, which says, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." Psalm 121, which is very familiar to us all, says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forever." God bless. Amen. And I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vicki, for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory, honor, and praise. He's holy, people of God, and he is watching out for us. Bishop talked about God being our defender. Yes, he fights on our behalf. May not feel like it. Sometimes it may not even sound like it. But God is always there, standing up for you, standing up for your broken heart, standing up for your situation, stopping the enemy, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we're not dead. We're yet alive. Hallelujah. All right, I am going to turn this portion over to our next prayer lead, Sister Tracy.
Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. I thank and praise God for just another day. I thank and praise God we made it, y'all, to the end of the week. I thank and I praise him. I glorify, I lift him up. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up, oh, God, as I always do with a praise, but it just seemed like this one just a little bit stronger. God just wanted me to just give the praise and the honor and glory that before I pray this morning. So just help me praise the Lord this morning for a little bit, saints. Lord, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Somebody else's alarm clock's still going off. But God, you allow us to see another day, not just another day of Friday. We want to thank and praise you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving you all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Today, I just want to be thankful for the gift of life. No requests, no complaints. Just grateful to be alive. Oh, God, I just thank you. I just thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minds, I'll be praying today out of Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, God, as we rise from our sleep and step into this new day, we are reminded, God, of the wisdom you have shared with us. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Oh, God, Lord, we just thank you on today. We're placing our trust in you, Lord. Oh, God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul, we acknowledge in you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, that we understand, Lord, it's not limited, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Oh, God, as we lean on you, God, for your guidance and your wisdom, God, in all we do, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to rely, Lord, not on our own understanding, but on yours, Lord Jesus, and your love, Lord. Oh, God, as we prepare to face the challenge and the blessings of this day, Jesus. Oh, God, we submit ourselves unto you and not of our will, God, but let thy will be done. Lord, we surrender, God, our plans unto you, God, our desires unto you, God, our ambitions unto you, Lord, knowing that your ways are higher and wiser than ours, God. Oh, God, we're asking, God, for the humility and the strength to align, Lord, our actions. And, Lord, decisions with your driven purpose, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You direct our path, God. Oh, God, you direct our path on this day, God. Oh, God, letting us know, God, that you're going to remove any obstacle, God, that may lead, Lord Jesus, may distract us, God. Oh, God, from doing what you have called us to do, God. Help us on this day, God, as we continue to grant, Lord Jesus, the clarity, God, to discern your will, God, the courage to follow it, God, even when it may seem unclear or difficult, Lord. Oh, God, at every moment of this day, God, we're asking you, we're seeking you, God, and asking you for your guidance and your presence, God, whether in times of joy or trials. Help us, God, to remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, God, and may these verses be a constant reminder of your steadfast love and faithfulness, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thanking you, God, for your reassurance, God, your trust, God. Oh, God, that we have unto you, God. We're going to submit, God, our ways, God. We're going to seek you, God. Oh, God, we're going to have that straight path or that you're going to give us, God, for the purpose of the path that you have given us, God. We're going to, Lord, have gratitude, God, and show the love, God. Oh, God, we asking that you would commit this day. We're going to commit this day unto you, Lord, and trust you, God. Oh, God, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed, God, we're going to magnify and lift up your name, God, because we know only today, God, that we live, we move, and have our beings. It's all because of you, God. Oh, God, you are so great and greatly to be praised, God. Oh, God, you're so great and greatly to be praised, God. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Help us to trust you, God, with our whole heart, God. Help us, oh, God, Lord, to realize, God, that you is our source of supply, God. Help us to realize, God, that we can't make it without you, God. Help us to realize, God, that you continue to want us, God, in everything we do, God, in all our ways, God, to acknowledge you, God. Oh, God, help us right now, God, to continue to have that mind, God, to worship and, God, and glorify your name, God. Lord, please guide us on this day, God. Oh, God, help us right now as we go forth in your name, God, trusting you, God, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith, God, knowing that we, Lord Jesus, is only living and move, God, and have our beings because of you, God. Help us this day to surrender it all to you, God. Give you totally control of our life, God. Give you totally control, God, of what's taking place in our life, God. Help us not to try to make the decisions before you, God, but help us to ask you to help us to make the decision, God, and the right decisions, God, so we won't have the hiccups, God. We won't have the mistakes, God. We won't come to you afterwards, God, but teach us to come before you, God. Oh, God, we just thanking you, acknowledging you, God. Oh, God, for your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your presence, hallelujah. This morning, God, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah, God. And we give it all over to you, God. We're magnifying your holy name this morning, God, because you're just so worthy, God. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, somebody did wake up this morning, God. But, Lord, they only opened their eyes, God, because they land on a bed of affliction and can't move their limbs, God. Oh, God, they got to wait on a nurse. They got to wait on a CNA. They got to wait on an STNA or home health aid, God, to allow them to get up off that bed of affliction, God. But you allow us to come to you this morning, God, to be able to praise you, open our mouth and magnify you, God. Lift them up our hands and give all the praise and all the honor to you, God. Oh, God, we know, God, that we need your help today, God. We know, God, that we need to acknowledge you, God. We know we need to depend on you, God. We know that, God, our decisions, God, that we have to make, God, today, God, we need to have that mind of clarity, God. Give us that clear, Lord, mind, God. Give us that tunnel vision today, God. Open up our ears that we can hear what you're saying to us, God. Oh, God, open up our ears today, God. Oh, God, move all distractions out of our way, God. Oh, God, unclog the foggy mind today, God. Oh, God, help us today to, oh, God, to have the courage, God, to follow your will, God. Oh, God, no matter what may take place in our life, no matter what the man may say, God, no matter what we hear on the radio, God, no matter, oh, God, what we see on TV, God, we're going to trust you, God. We're going to trust your will, God. We're going to trust your word, God. We're going to follow the plan that you have for our life today, God. Help us on this day, God, as your children, God. Help us to submit our ways totally to you, God, with reading your word, God. Studying your word, God. Oh, God, taking part of you every day, God. Meditating on you day and night, God. Oh, God, help us, God, to have that mind, God, to use the word, God, to fight the good fight of faith today, God. When the enemy come up against us, God, we're going to use your word and trust you, God. We're going to lean on you, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're going to acknowledge you, God. Oh, God, in every aspect of our life, God. Help us today, God, in the decisions, God. Oh, God, give us that driving purpose today, God. Oh, God, guide our footsteps today, God. Oh, God, remove, God, everything that the enemy trying to bring our way today, God. But help us to God today, God, as we go on this Friday, God, that we worship you and lift you up, God. And remember what Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say, God. Oh, God, because, Lord, we can't lean to our own understanding, God. We know nothing without you, God. We can't function without you, God. We can't breathe without you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we can't even direct our own thoughts, God, on the day, God, or which way we're going to go, God. Oh, God, what we're going to take place, God. Sometimes we have our life, our day planned out, God, and it turn around, God, is not what you planned, God. So you come in the midst, God, and do what you want to do because that's your purpose and your will, God, for us this day, God. Help us, oh, God, when we wake up in the morning, God, say, Lord, what would you have for me to do this day, God? Where would you have me to go, God? Who would you have me to call to encourage? Who would you allow me to send a text to, God? Oh, God, to keep them encouraged, God. Help us to encourage one another, God. Help us to hold on to your hand, God. Help us to realize, God, everything, God, that we need is in you, God. Help us today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, as we go forth and continue to, God, to overcome, Lord, right now, God. Help us today, God, and we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your greatness, God, your goodness, God. Oh, God, your mercy, God. We want to thank you today, this morning, God. Oh, God, Lord, for your love, God. Your love, God. Your love, God, that cover a multitude of sins, God. We thank you for your love this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. You love us so much, God. You look beyond our faults and so our needs, God. You love us so much, God. Even in the midst of us, God, being disobedient and hard-headed, God, stubborn and stiff-necked, God, rebellious and don't want to listen to what you have us to do, God, you'll still love us, God. You love us on a good day, God. You love us on a bad day, God. And, God, I want to say thank you this morning, God. I want to praise your name this morning, God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, this day, God, as we continue to go forth, God. Help us to reflect on your goodness, God. Help us to reflect and just think back, God. We don't have to go all the way back in the 60s. We don't have to go all the way back in, oh, God, Lord Jesus, 2000, God. But we can thank on the goodness of yesterday and today, God, how good you have been to us, God, how you kept us, God, how you continue to keep the hands of the snares of the enemy, God, that try to come up, God, and set his traps for us, God, even though we know he needs your permission, God. But you know, God, what you have in each and every one of us, God, that we be strong, God, that we go forth, God, that we hold up our heads, God. We hold up our heads, God. No matter, God, what's going on in our life, God. No matter how hard it may get in our life, God. We got to trust you, God. We got to lean on you, God. Help us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, to continue to keep our focus on you, God. Our focus on you, God. Oh, God, forgive us for all our sins that we have committed on this day, God. Forgive our thoughts, God, that goes through our minds, God. Forgive our body language, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, God, if we shed any innocent blood, God, on our hands, God. Help us, oh, God, Jesus, if we did anything we shouldn't have done, God, and then come ask for your forgiveness, God. Help us today, God, that you gave us another opportunity to get it right, God. Oh, God, yesterday is gone, God. It's a new day. And, Lord, we thank you for this new day, God. And we got to make this new day count, God. Every day you allow us to live, God, we need to make it count, God. We can't take it for granted. Oh, God, we can't just do any and everything, God. But let our day, God, Lord Jesus, be productive and proactive, God. Oh, God, doing your will, God. Putting on songs, God, of Zion, going around the house cleaning, whatever we may do in our car, God. Even if we're on our job, God, with our earpods or earphones, God, wherever we may be, God, help us to continue to stay spiritually strong, God, to build up our faith on you, our holy faith on you, God, trusting you that you got it all under control. You got it all under control, God. We have no doubt, God. We have no doubt, God. We know, God, that it's in your hands, God, that you make no mistakes. Lord, once again, I say thank you. I thank you on this day, God, this day, this day you have blessed us, God. Oh, God, I just honor you, God. I just glorify you, God. I just magnify you, God. I just lift you up, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. I magnify you, I magnify you, I magnify you, God. Oh, God, I thank you how you kept us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the burglars, God, that you kept us from burglars, God. You kept us, oh, God, in our home safely, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting the blood on our doorpost, God. When the enemy sees it, God, he had to pass over it, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as your children, God, that we don't take, God, the opportunity that you give us, God, each and every day, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, for granted, help us on this day, God, that we wake up with a praise, lay down with a praise. Thank on your goodness throughout the day, God. Oh, God, because we don't know the next plan of our life, God. The next plan of our life, God. We're here today, we're gone today, God. But help us, oh God, to be grateful for everything and all things, God, and continue to trust you, continue to lean on you, and continue to have that mindset, God, to have a thank you, Jesus, in our heart, a thank you, Jesus, in our spirit, and giving you the highest praise we owe to you is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you once again for this opportunity, time of prayer. And at this time, I turn it back over to the hand of Pastor Lenore. God bless everyone.
Wow. Thank you, Sister Tracy. She said everything that we need is in the Lord. All we have to do is turn to him, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Everything we need is in Christ. Make sure you give him praise because he is holy, he is worthy, and he is wonderful. People of God, go to our website, ekcministries.org. Go right there. There's a lot of information there. You may have missed something. You may have missed the daily bread. You may have missed the prayer. You can go back and get it all. Right there on ekcministries.org, you can upload your prayer. I mean, you can put your prayer on there, and we can pray for you. Scripture says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. And so we'll agree, touch and agree with you regarding whatever situation you put on our prayer line. Amen. So make sure you avail yourself to our website. You can also upload your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. You may be a little nervous about sharing your faith and sharing your testimony with somebody, but in the privacy of your own home, you can record yourself. Hallelujah. You can record yourself and tell somebody about how God has stood up for you, how God has defended you, how God has been there for you, how God has saved you. Whatever your testimony is, you can do it in a minute or less. Put it on the, upload it on the website, ekcministries.org. You can also sow your seed right there as well. You can sow your seed on our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. All right, people of God, we worship God. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good. He is good. This prayer is wonderful today. I give God praise. Today is my birthday. I give God praise for waking me up and clothing me in my right mind. Hallelujah. So I'm going to let Sister Gail go forth at this time. Sister Gail.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. And happy birthday, Pastor Lenora. God bless you. Amen.
Thanks.
And may he bless you with many, many more. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, everybody. And I am happy to be your next prayer lead this morning. I just thank God. And I stand in agreement with all of the prayers that have gone before us today. And not only today, but just all week long, the prayers have been going forth. And even Bishop Clark had to stand in on the daily prayer, the daily bread for the prayer that we missed for technical difficulties. So the prayer just has not stopped. Ongoing prayers. We just thank God. Hallelujah. And I do pray that the Lord will bless all the team members that participate in this prayer ministry. For all of those who listen in, I just pray that the Lord will shower down, rain down his blessings upon each and every one of us. Amen. So our next topic for prayer is going to be the power of my words. Amen. The power of my words. And the initial scripture I'm going to use is Proverbs 18 and 21. And it reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just enter into your gates this morning, into your gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise. We thank you, Lord, that there is none like you and none beside you. You are holy. We humble our hearts in adoration for who you are. You are God, our maker, creator of the universe. You're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You, Lord, are our provider. You're our sustainer and our healer. We thank you this morning, Lord, for new mercies. We thank you, Father God, for your unfailing love today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we do pray for all of those who are on the prayer list today. We lift them up before you, and we ask that you will touch their lives in a way that only God can do. We pray for increase in their faith as they seek you. We pray that you will give them your peace that passes all understanding as you're working in their situation to bring healing and wellness. Amen. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we continue in prayer once again this morning, we pray because we realize that our words have the power to cause actions that can lead to life or death. So we ask you, Lord, to help us to speak words that lead to actions that are purposefully meant to be for good and not for bad or for evil. And Lord, we are counting on you to do such a work in our hearts that the words we speak will bring encouragement and inspiration to somebody's day, instead of causing them to become discouraged or hopeless. So many people are looking for light and life, and many people don't even know yet that light and life are benefits of following after you. And God, our society, our nation is in an exceptionally volatile and sensitive state right now with all that has been going on in this particular year in our country, especially within the last few weeks. Holy Spirit, please help us to realize that people are listening to what we say, and those people can go away with words that lift them up for the day just because they overheard words of life. And Lord, you said that our words are powerful because they come from our heart. Let us never intentionally use our words to harm or destroy, but only to build and to heal. Let us not speak words that can be used to start arguments or express hatred, because those do not impart the life and hope of Christ. And God, help us to be a few words when needed. As Proverbs 17 says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even tempered." Help us to be mature believers in exercising restraint and self-control of our words. We need you, Holy Spirit, and we ask you to help us to deal with our hurts and traumas so that they don't spread to others when we speak. Help us to practice quiet times, because you told us to be still and know that you are God. Teach us just to be quiet in your presence purposefully, so that we will be sensitive around others. James 3 and 2 says, "For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says. He's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. So, God, we know and we are aware that as human beings, we will always stumble because you're not finished with us yet. And sometimes we do say things that we regret because we realize the effect we have made on another person. So we ask you this morning, Lord, to forgive us for all that we have spoken to others that was not said out of love, that was not said out of consideration of the other person. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, we know that if we can control what we say, then we can control the rest of our life. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to work in our hearts as only you can do, so that our words demonstrate that we are mature believers. Cleanse us by the word. Help us to give ourselves regularly to reading and meditating on your word so that our hearts are renewed each and every day. And Father, even though we do stumble, let it be our goal to be in control of ourselves at all times. Your word says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. So, Lord, be it unto us according to your word. And Father, we want to leave an imprint on the world around us by the words that we speak as we're interacting with our families, our friends, our coworkers, and church family. And as you help us to be more aware of what we're speaking, even with those people we pass every day who we don't even know, a kind word from us will go a long way in encouraging someone's heart. And Lord, we know that our words are like seeds that take root and grow. And over time, we become what we say. And we want to be those who are wise enough to love and appreciate the power of what we say. Help us, Lord. Help us to stay mindful that we will be blessed and will eat the pleasant fruit of words of wisdom that heal and build and edifies. And Lord, we need you. We need you to help us manage what we watch and listen to, because those things, they are feeding into our hearts, and many times they show up in our conversations. Luke 6:45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Amen. Father, our words reveal our heart, and we want the good treasure that you put in our hearts to show up. So let us guard what we allow to come into our hearts. Even in times of conflict, Lord, help us to remember whose we are, so we realize that we don't have to keep a defensive attitude or posture. Let us be mindful that our words say more about us than we think, and they reveal that Jesus, the one that we speak of all the time, that he is real, he is light, and he is life. We pray in the matchless name of Jesus, and I will turn it back over to the birthday pastor, Pastor Lenora. Amen.
Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise God. Thank you, Sister Gail, for that prayer. Lovely prayer. We praise God for that. Hallelujah. We give God praise. All right, people of God, it is my turn to pray. But before I pray, I do want to direct you all again over to our website, ekcministries.org. Go there. It's a lot of food on that site. You'll get full, I promise you that. If you miss something, whatever it is, go back and get it. Stay connected. Stay up to date. Stay focused through going to our website, ekcministries.org. All right, people of God, you can also give. We're asking you for your support. We're asking you to support the ministry. You can do that there. You can do that at our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. And as you support, we're able to reach more. We're able to expand the ministry. We're able to grow. We're able to help some people. And so we're asking you to support through your giving, and that is Cash App, $ Bishop Eric Clark. All righty, all righty, all righty. Yep, today is my day. I give God praise. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. If I had the song, I would sing it. But if I also had this song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you high and lifted up with your train filling the temple. Hallelujah. We praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to pray. God's majesty is great. He is a big God. He is a giant God. He is the God of our salvation. And so I'm going to pray and about the majesty of God, that people's eyes would be open to see him in his full glory, to see him in his glory. Psalms 104, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beam of his cherubim in the waters, who maketh the cloud his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers as flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever." Praise the name of Jesus. Let's bow our head. Father, we come to you today with our hearts full of reverence and awe. We acknowledge you as the creator of all things, both visible and invisible. God, the heavens declare your glory, and the earth reveal your craftsmanship. Every mountain, every ocean, every star, every sky speaks of your greatness and your divine power. There's no one like you, Lord. Your wisdom is beyond our understanding, and your strength is unmatched. All power, authority, and sovereignty belongs to you. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. You hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Everything exists because of you, God, your divine command, God. We stand in awe of your majesty, recognizing that your hands hold everything in perfect order. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, God. Nothing surprises you. Whatever we're going through, God, it don't surprise you, God. Our backs may be up against the wall. You're not surprised, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that nothing is outside of your control. Everything, God, you can speak to the winds and the waves and the mountains and the valleys, God. God, we thank you, God, that you're in control of everything. God, you're King of kings and you're Lord of lords, God. You are the majesty, the royal one, the mighty king, God. God, we praise your name, God. God, the Lord, you are. We worship you because of who you are, God. Worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, God. God, we lift your up our voices to declare that you are great and greatly to be praised, God. God, you are, hallelujah, great and greatly to be praised, God. You are great and greatly to be praised, God, from everlasting to everlasting. Your kingdom reigns with justice and righteousness, God. Your name is high above every name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your greatness, that extends beyond what we can see or what we can imagine, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your mercy that endures forever, God, your grace that sustains us, and your faithfulness that never fails, God. God, we honor you today because you are creator of everything, source of life, our origin, God. God, you are good. You are the good thing. You are the one who rules in majesty, God. God, you rule the kingdoms, God. We thank you, God, for being high and lifted up, God. God, we thank you, God, for walking in your authority, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We declare that the earth is full of your glory, God. Every living creature, every angel, every part of creation worships you, God. We join in that choir today, lifting our voice in adoration, declaring that you are worthy of all honor, praise, and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, I thank you that I have the privilege to worship you on this special day, God. God, I have the privilege, God, to give you praise, God, on this special day, God. I thank you, God, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings of my life, God. God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for this birthday, this day of birth, God, for me, God. I thank you, God. God, I pray for each and every individual that's on this prayer line, God. God, I pray, hallelujah, that they will recognize that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, that they will recognize, God, that you deserve the glory, that you deserve the honor, God, that you are in everything that we do, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We acknowledge you, God. God, we thank you that nothing gets by you, God. We thank you, God, that nothing surprises you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, just for being God, God of all, God of all creations, God. We acknowledge your throne is established in righteousness, God. God, we thank you that your all eyes run to and fro throughout the earth, beholding the goodness and the evil, God, and you execute judgment and justice and equality, God. God, we thank you. We pray that your justice and righteousness will rest on our land, God. We pray for this land, God. We pray for this United States of America, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that we would turn our face, God, to you, God. Every facet of our being, we turn to you, God. God, we ask that you take the reins, God. Take control of this state, God, of this world, God, of this nation, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that no fear would be in our spirits, God. God, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, God, but of love, joy, and a sound mind, God. We thank you that no fear is resting in us, God. God, we thank you, God, that you're doing everything for your good, God. God, we thank you that everything works together for the good of them that seek you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, just for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you that your righteous judgment is being rest upon this land, God. We speak peace, God. God, to our cities, to our communities, God. God, we speak peace, God, to our homes, God. We speak peace in our families, God. God, we thank you that we give you reign in our families, God. We give you reign in our cities, God. We give you full reign in our communities, God. God, reign, King Jesus, reign, God. We thank you and we praise your name, God. We declare that your presence and your is and there is fullness of joy, God. We worship you today, God. We fill our hearts with your peace and that surpasses all of our understanding, God. Let your joy overflow in us, God. Receive our spirits, God. Renew our strength, God. God, we ask, God, that you would breathe afresh upon us, God. Breathe afresh upon us, God. God, we receive your freshness, God. We receive that fresh wind now. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, renew our spirits, God. Renew our strength, God. You said those that are not weary, God, will reap if we faint not, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name that we don't faith during this journey, God. God, I thank you and I praise you, God, that we're going to lift up our heads unto the hills, that who cometh our help, God, and you are that help for us, God. We thank you, God. We praise your name, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would lift up the downtrodden and the brokenhearted, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your spirit and your anointing, God, will go into the highways and the byways and the hedges, God. And God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would minister to the hearts of those that, hallelujah, don't know you, God, and those that have ran from you, God, those that have fallen away from you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you draw them back with your cords of love and use us as a tool to draw, God. Use us as a tool, God, in your quiver, God. Use us as a tool, God, to shed some light on your goodness and on your mercy, God, on your majesty, God, on your kingship, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we ask that your mighty hand would move mightily across the land and around the world, God. God, we pray for all those that are in war now, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, that you would just minister to them, God. Let them feel your presence, God. I don't know what they need, God, but whatever they need, God, be a fence all around them, God. God, I don't know exactly what they want, God, but be a fence. Fill their desires, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that as you go and minister to those around the world, God, hallelujah, you will bring revival, God. Revive us, Lord. Awaken our hearts, God. Refresh us, God. Give us your love and your spirit, God. Let us feel you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your glory will fill the earth, God. God, cover us with your waters of love, God, with your arms of love, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the power, your power will heal the nation, God. It will heal the brokenhearted, God. It will heal all those that are down and depressed and sick. And God, we pray in Jesus' name that your spirit and your anointing, God, would reach to those that are in need, God, those that just are in doubt that you even exist, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the scales would fall from their eyes, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the light, God, will shine bright in their life, God, that they will see you glaring right in front of them, God. They'll see your spirit, God. Break the chains, God, that are binding the people, God, that they won't go forth, God, that they won't tell their testimony, God. Take those chains off of them, God. God, don't let them be hindered, God, by fear. Don't let them be hindered, God, by circumstances. Don't let them be hindered, God. Let them shed your glory and shed your light, God, and shed your goodness and your kindness and your mercy, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that the hearts of men are coming back to you, God. They're turning back to you, God. We lift up our leaders of our nation, God, of our government, of our communities, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We praise you for our pastors and our bishops, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would just anoint them, God. Anoint their hands. Anoint them with wisdom and justice, God. Anoint them with your word, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that your word will come forth like a light, God. Your word will come forth like a knife, God. Your word will come forth, God, piercing our heart, God, that we may turn to you, God. Remove the corruption and the greed, God, and establish righteousness, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for our leaders on this morning, God, our spiritual leaders. We lift their hands up like Aaron and Hur. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus that as they pour out, God, you would pour back in. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the anointing will flow, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the word, God, will cut as a two-edged sword, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for their boldness, God, to preach your word in season and out, God. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit reviving them, refreshing them, God, ministering to them, God. Put that passion of fire back into them, God. God, give them that devotion, God, again, God. Let them seek you first, God. Don't let it be from their flesh, God, but let it be from your spirit and what their time with you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for our spiritual leaders on this morning, God. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit putting that passion and that fire back into us, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would hear and answer this prayer, God. God, we give you honor and praise, and we lift you up on this morning. We pray for Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark specifically right now. We pray for his strength. We pray for his anointing. We pray for the word of God to come forth boldly, and we pray that as the word is being delivered, the word will fall on good ground. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time for daily bread. Hallelujah. But before
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.